What happened here? Oh, here's Charles
your
Manson.
Your home is where you're happy. It's not where you're not free.
Yeah.
Your home is where you can be what you are. They don't know how to be free, so burn all your bridges, leave your old life behind. You can do what you want to do, cause you're strong in your mind.
All right, there's Chuck Manson. Yeah, that's Charles Manson.
And anywhere you might wander, you could make that your home.
I say that because there was a reason why they were interested in his music there back in the day.
Just as long as you got love.
Obviously, he had a great voice, and he had an ear for melody.
You'll never be alone.
And he, you know, I think if he would have worked at it, he would have been phenomenal. Well, maybe not phenomenal. I don't know how good he would have been, but he was obviously had talent, you know. So there's a guy, Charles Manson, who obviously had musical sense, but he wasn't going to wait around for these Hollywood motherfuckers. He had all kinds of other baggage. You know, he had big chip on his shoulder, and he was going to fuck up all those people that fucked him up. You know, and that's the instinct in life, you know. But you act that out in different ways. Some people are violent, and some people are self-destructive, and some people are get to work. Where the fuck is my coffee? God damn to hell and back. God damn everything that has ever... God damn all the eggs that ever was. All right, hold on. I'll be right back. The asshole of the antelope? Oh, okay. I'm playing in an asshole of an antelope. I'm Gene Autry. Wait a minute.
What? And the skies are not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light from the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gaze if their glory exceeds that of ours? Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
We don't need country. I don't need a cowboy singer. I said what I needed were cowboys, not a cowboy singer. Well, I thought he was good. He's fine, but I can't. I have Margaret sing that one. All right. Anyway, fuck it. Fuck it. What difference does it make, huh? So a number of clusterfucks, one of which is the fact our printer is shot to shit, and that means that I wasn't able to print anything, and that means I wasn't able to print any news per se, but that's not a big deal. But I also was not able to print out a couple of sides that I have to memorize for an audition today. So I have two. I have two fucking sides that were sent to me. These are scripts. And That's fine. It's great. You know, if you want me to get the jobs, I would suggest maybe not dumping two fucking scripts to memorize overnight for an audition the next day. That's, you know, just my suggestion. but I'll go ahead. I'll work on it. I'm not bitching. Well, yes, I am, but see what else. fuck. So all of that having been said, I have Alex printing off some stuff. He's going to pedal it over to the studio and He's going to drive it over to the studio, and then I will have that. I believe that we're getting our printer fixed today. Do we have just one printer? Yes. How many people have two printers? I mean, two printers as in one as a backup. I don't. And I'm not about to buy another printer. There were six waterproof stones after the manner of the purifying the Jews containing two or three. So this, now the word channel and Mrs., what's her name? Mother Azalea? Whatever the fuck her name. Who's Mother Azalea? Mother Rosalia, I had. Mother Mary Magdalene, whatever the hell her name. Mother Angelica. I looked up Mother Angelica yesterday. This EWTN is the Enlightened Eternal Word Television Network. That's EWTN. I looked it up yesterday while I was having Mongolian barbecue. And, which, by the way, my friend, the Swede, just got back from, when we had our poker game, he had just gotten back from Mongolia. He went over there with another friend of ours, and they were in Mongolia. They were riding horses, and they were cooking outdoors, and they were, you know, whatever. They were in fucking Mongolia. You loving that? So, there's a lot of nuns in the audience for this, too. That's the other thing, that Mother Angelica, her show, if you call her show. Well, it is. It's like a show because they'll have the best of Mother Angelica. What the fuck is that? And there's other nuns in the audience with her. I had to get some of this stuff on the old machine. Let's see what I can find here. In fact, you know what I'm thinking of doing? This is going to be way better. I am going to have Mother Angelica clips playing here every morning. Because I think you need it. You need it bad. Live classics. This is wild, man. Check it out. It's on the air, Mother Angelica. Mother Angelica is on the air. Mother Angelica, live. What the fuck? Oh, will you check this out? This is a beautiful thing, man.
Eternal Word Television Studios in Birmingham, Alabama.
All right. Because her parish is in Hainesville, Alabama. And she's originally from Philadelphia. Her name is Antoinette Rizzo. She's of an Italian-American family. And she went to Alabama. Mother Angelica, she gets it done. Welcome to the Eternal Word Network. It's time now for Mother Angelica.
Of Jesus.
The most glorious work
she
of
gets
all,
it done.
To praise God in His kingdom.
Moved by the Spirit, one lives in love, lives in God.
Hey, it says right here, honey, that I don't have to do the yard work.
What a wonderful thing is our church. This whole network is built on trust. The essence of evangelism. To tell everybody that Jesus loves.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mother Angelica, and it's good. It's good. It's getting better. I can't really give you all of the details. I wish that I could, but I can tell you things are getting great, and you can see we've got new carpeting, and I'm here in brand new furniture. I originally aired this show. Well, you can read the screen, but I'm having a blast of a time, and it's great to be with you. Anyway, let me tell you what happened yesterday. We were at the supermarket, and Jack brought the car around to the front, and I was going to go. And I was going to go to the market. I was going to go and get myself some Midol and some other pain medicine. So anyway, Jack comes around with the car, and I'm looking inside, and I said, "Is this how you reupholster a station wagon with plaid?" He said, "Mother Angelica, you ask." Yeah, there's Jack there, and he see how innocent he looks? He is the reason why I've got a rash up the back of my thighs because of what he put in the car. See? But he doesn't care. He doesn't matter. He's a priest, and he's just going to do what he's going to do because he thinks he's going to tear off a piece. I can't do it.
And now they say there's some kind of black denseness has awesome gravity to it, and it's pulling the whole Milky Way out.
It's called a black hole, honey.
That's what you call power.
It has a black denseness, and it was pulling, and I saw this black African. He was a black man. He played the hoops. And you, there's Rosalie Brown. She was there. She knows the whole story. And I said, "Listen, I don't care what this, excuse my language, but I don't care what this boogie can do with a basketball. I just want him to shave, you know." And everyone's, "Oh, Mother Angelica, can't use that word." All right, fine, I won't. But the fact of the matter is, all I want him to do is shave 5 points. And I can afford all of this stuff. So I'm looking back here at Jack, and I said, "Jack, all you got to do is you get the upholstery. Don't do it in plaid, because I know you're Scottish and all that's fine, okay? But just get the upholstery done, because I have a rash running right up the back of my thighs." And Jack says to me, "Why, Mother Angelica?" And I said, "Jack, because I've got a rash up my thighs, and it goes up the crack of my ass." And,
"Mommy, can we go and get more of the funny milk that you drink?"
All right.
I said, "Yes, how can you miss it when you go to New York, you know?"
She's
said, "Well,
man,
would you like to go up?" I said, "Nope." "Well, would you like to go down?" I said, "Yeah, I'd like to go down."
Ooh,
I don't
what
go
was
up.
That? I mean, I know I'm ugly, but that
So we went down, and they have a kind of museum there.
Uh-huh.
And they had this wall. It's a long, long hallway. They had this wall, and on this wall was painted the sun. Huge wall.
Big sun.
So the instructions were to walk down this hallway.
Go through the sun.
And put your face as close to the wall.
Into the sun. Put your face.
If you could.
It was
a little kind of stupid, you know. Standing there. Against everybody like this, you know, against this wall. So I thought, well, what won't hurt?
What the fuck? You know, I thought, the fuck it.
No. Well, it was my turn.
My turn.
I went up as close as you can get, and there was a tiny speck of blue.
Someone get that kid.
And it said, "Earth." So small. Compared just to the sun, let alone Jupiter and all the rest of
that shit was big.
Hey, there's Mother Angelica. Hi, I'm Tad Bradley.
You know, they're confounded every day.
Is this the Red Sox game?
Confounded. They finally threw Darwin out of the distance, and now they're saying, realizing there is no end to this universe.
Mother Angelica, is this the Red Sox
What's
game?
What's beyond it? And you look and also wonder.
I got to do a show like this. This is too fucking good, man. I got to get into a nun's habit. Yes, I said get into it. Yeah. Only I, Phil Henry, can pull this off. It would be considered blasphemous. It would be horrible. I wouldn't be able to. Catholics would fucking, they wouldn't like it. And yet there's something beautifully. See, when I spent my whole life with this. I spent my entire young life with this. You know, and some of the nuns were cool. Most of the nuns were, I would say, most of the nuns black and white. Most of the nuns were cool, you know, whatever, man. They were neither here nor there is what I'm trying to is what I'm going for. And they were cool. You know, I wouldn't say, like, but look at it right there. There's Mary. They weren't assholes. One of the best things I ever saw, and some of you may have seen it as well, it was beautiful. It was Mother Mary Angela Explains It All for You. Now, did you ever see this? Because I'm telling you right now, it was one of the greatest things you ever saw in your life. And this Mother Mary Angela Explains It All for You was this nun. It was a theater. It was right there on the same street that God damn it, the Italian. It was it's not Yucca, but it's one of those cool Palm. It was on Palm, a little theater on Palm in Hollywood. I went to see this with my girlfriend Rochelle years ago. We went and saw this. I laughed my fucking ass off. Mother Mary Angela Explains It All for You. And then later on with Maria, we saw Late Night Catechism. These are a couple of hysterically funny plays that star the character that stars as a nun. And Catholics get it immediately, but I think anybody would think it's really funny. And these not now Late Night Catechism was a little bit more respectful. That was Sister Mary Kay, or actually the actress was Mary Kay somebody. I'm gonna have to look it up, but she was phenomenal. This chick that played the nun, God damn, was she great! You'd swear to God she was a nun, you know. And she wasn't a nun, man. She was an actress playing a nun. But as we were leaving the theater, she was literally collecting money from after this hysterically funny fucking performance, which was actually very respectful of Catholic doctrine. Now, the other one, which was Mother Mary, whatever the fuck, Explains It All for You, was in this theater in Hollywood, and funny, oh my God. And it was really pretty much a send-up and a skewering of the grade school Catholic nun that we had to deal with. Very, you know, autocratic and stern and with the pointer. We all remember the goddamn pointer they had, you know. Right here, heaven, hell, purgatory, heaven, hell, purgatory. And she looked a little bit like this. I had a few nuns that were younger and, quite frankly, were, and I don't think I'm speaking out of school. I say this with great respect. I had at least one nun. Again, I say this with great respect to you, Sister Stephanie, if you're anywhere out there, who I could tell. Because I spent a good part of my time as a young, 11-year-old, trying to make out the shape of, okay, her ass. And I say that with great respect. And I could tell she had an ass and very pretty face. And that got me hooked, unfortunately, on nun porn. I'm sorry, I'm not sick. I think I'm healthy, but I cannot watch any kind of sexual film unless the female is in a nun outfit and is being, all right, I'll say it, gangbanged by 13-year-old boys. Now, I'm fucking around, I'm kidding.
God, that's really sick, though, Phil, if you have those thoughts.
Well, me and about 9 million other guys. All right, so I know there's a lot that there's a lot tied up in that. I don't want to go crazy, but here she is. This is Mother Angelica. She started this network. This lady is actually interesting. She started this network. This has got nothing to do with Mother Angelica. The other sick shit I was telling you. Mother Angelica started this network in 1980. 1980, at the age of 58, 59 years of age. When she'd already established a Catholic parish, a school, I should say, in Hanceville, Alabama, or Hanceville, Alabama. I don't know where this is. Hanceville. That's where she started, her parish and her whole thing. And, okay, so you got that. You know, you're down with that. That's 62, man. She's right. That's right in the middle of the power play the Klan was making to take over all of the fucking South and turn it into basically Iraq. And so she starts this thing, and then about 18 years later, she starts this Eternal Word television network, and here it is today. I mean, isn't it great? I'm kidding. But I mean, it's still happening. I think she's retired. She's still alive. She's retired now, living in, there's some Alabama Catholics. That's almost like an Alabama Jew. It's kind of, you don't see too many of them, do you? Maybe I'm wrong. There is a Jewish There is a Jewish community, and I shit you not, there is a prominent Jewish community in the Mississippi Delta. This is the God's honest truth. They interviewed members of the synagogue there. I'm telling you the fucking truth. Look it up if you don't believe me. And the reason why I'm saying I'm telling you the truth, maybe some people, well, why is that so unusual? I got to tell you, you know, in the land of, in the Bible Belt, I think a Jewish synagogue, a Jewish community of any kind, especially one that is, I think it's a very, very, it's conservative. It's not Hasidic, obviously, but when I say obviously, can you imagine a guy with the curly cues and everything? He's walking down the street and fucking Tupelo. Anyway, but the, I mean, the whole thing, man, is pretty whack. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the whole thing is just whacked out. And that's where that's at. So there she is, mother, whatever the hell she's called, mother something. And welcome to our show this morning. We've got a lot of things that we're going to do for you today. Hello, I'm Father Brown. I know I'm wearing a hat and... who knows, right? But this is the outfit they put me in, and this is the one that I get up with every day. I could go back to lip-syncing and mouthing things for Mother Angelica, but it would be extremely... it would be wrong. It would be hellbound. I would be hellbound. And like that. All right. I don't want this to distract us this morning, so... we will return to our normally scheduled programming. Look at that guy. Oh, you missed it. Rod Percival is what I would give that guy's name as, Rod Percival. And he looked, he was very intent. He was an intent-looking chap, you know. Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on there, man. There's a lot going on there. And every now and again, you know, I don't do a lot of religious humor because it doesn't hang me up. People that are constantly with the religious humor, people that are constantly, and people that are constantly bashing religion. I'm way past that now, see, because I think personally, when you're beating up on religion, you're still stuck at the age of 11 or 12. Now, I get it about some of these sects and some of these places that abuse children and abuse women that are criminally, you know, that are criminally responsible for this stuff. Yeah, you gotta... yeah, but making it a daily thing, you know, where it just consumes your life, like I'm against Mormons, you know. There's all these anti-Mormon motherfuckers on Twitter, for instance. Anti-Scientology. I get it about Scientology's fucked up, okay? I got that. Some people believe that Scientology itself is a good philosophy for self-improvement, but that the institution of Scientology based in Los Angeles, Clearwater, and all these other places is fucked over. That I can relate to, because just about every religion in that sense is fucked over if they have a large, overarching, administrative, controlling body, like the Catholic Church does. Scientology has that. Some of these Pentecostal religions, these Protestant religions, have something akin to that, although not quite as much. I would say the big offenders, Mormonism, Catholicism, and Scientology, bullshit like that, whatever, you know. I don't know, and I don't give a shit personally, because if the Catholic Church is guilty of all of these sins, the Catholic faith is not. The Catholic faith is the Mass, it's the liturgy, it's all that good shit, right? It's going to communion. It's taking the sacraments. Like I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He says, to me, Catholicism, going to Mass and taking the sacraments and living the life, man. Living like a good person, you know, living, you know, going out and doing your thing, man. I don't believe it's like standing on a fucking street corner with all that bullshit. You know, I had a friend of mine. I was in Seattle, Washington, not too long ago, and we were sitting in that little coffee, in that little Starbucks that's right off the main square in Seattle where a lot of freaking nuts go. I don't know where the fuck it is, but they all stand there with the religious signs. And she was saying to me, you know, that's against the Bible. I said, why? She said, because the Bible says you can't go out there and act like a fuckhead. Basically, I can't quote it, but she quoted the verse where when you would draw attention to yourself like that, you're a piece of shit. And so it was cool to hear, you know, somebody say that. You know, but anyway, to sit around all day long and beating up on Christianity, it shows that you're still playing with your fucking own, you're still playing with your own anus and your penis, and you haven't passed, you know, you, God knows, you may not even have normal relations with, you know, sexual relations with other adult yet. You're still hung up on all this shit. It's kind of like Larry Grover, you know? Now, the bad news, oh, fuck, I haven't even started this goddamn, do you know that I haven't even started my, oh, Alex, he must have shut it off. He must have shut it off for me. Thank you, Alex. I know I had the Listen Live feed going. I think Alex just shut that fucker down. I got my head up my ass today because I have these auditions that I have to do. So the show today is going to be shortened to an hour. I apologize, but I got to get into these fucking pieces of copy. But we'll try and make it a memorable show. Maybe we'll have... well, good morning. Dr. Ed Elcott will be tomorrow. And Dr. Elcott will be tomorrow. It's not going to be today. But perhaps we can prepare you for Dr. Elcott's arrival tomorrow. And the other things that I love to do with Dr. Elcott, I love to freak people out with this kind of background here. Look at right here. I'm going to show this to you. No. Yes, here we go. And then this is Dr. Elcott from the temple. This is Dr. Edward Elcott from the temple of Elcott, the next step. From our next step temple in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. This is Dr. Edward Elcott. And this is Elcott glowing from within. And maybe the theme of Elcott, the next step, is home on the range, but it sounds almost religious, and you only pick up on it, you know. Hello, this is Elcott. And some people picked up on the fact that our theme is home on the range. And I remember when I first heard that song, it was Gene Autry singing Home on the Range, a great cowboy singer. Well, you are, in a sense, home on the range. You're home with Elcott. Elcott is home. Elcott is home. And this is almost, as some of the Eastern mystical religions say, this is almost a, it says this is Phil TV. I don't want that. Are we off the air?
Yes, we are, Dr. Elcott.
All right. I want you niggers to get that shit.
Sir,
I don't give a shit. Get it off. Get it out of there.
Dr. Elcott, we've got all of the cards and letters.
Yes, I'd like to do all the cards and letters. When we are ready to do the cards and letters, I'm getting prepared for tomorrow morning's program. And I don't... This is Elcott. Do you understand who I am and what I am, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want Jason and Morgan and Maria and Jay, all of you, Jason, Morgan, Maria, and Jay, would you please help me with these vestments? I know I'm not wearing anything underneath them. That is as it should be. That is my penis. That is my penis. Why are you running away?
Doctor.
Why are you running away? I don't intend to inflict any harm with it. It is only a pleasure utensil.
Jeez. Never mind. Oh, God. Good God Almighty. All right, it's time now to get our shit together, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
I'm going to waste all this grade-A fucking material on the goddamn pre-show. That's for goddamn sure. Get ready, man. Get ready.
Now, you need to warm up this Margaret voice because I was listening to the air check from yesterday. It wasn't a bad show, but the voice was a complete wreck, Phil. All of that mucus, all of that scratchy sound.
Good morning and welcome to our Listen Live and to our tune-in listeners. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we kick off yet another fantastical day here in paradise. We hope that you have your... We hope you have your tune in, your listen live, and, you know, all of the things, all the functionality of your audio life prepared.